finance and economics.
Emerging markets.
Feeling the heat.
As inflation rises, policymakers in poor countries face a stern test.
It has been a long few months for the emerging world. Punishing temperatures, July was the hottest month on record worldwide, according to a recent analysis, fanned fires on Turkey's Mediterranean shores and scorched Russia's wheat fields. COVID-19 rages across countries with low vaccination rates. Just 24% of Brazilians, 9% of Indians and 7% of South Africans are double jabbed. On top of everything else, inflation is running hot too. Soaring food and energy prices have pushed inflation to uncomfortably high levels. In Brazil, consumer prices are 9% higher than they were a year ago, more than twice the central bank's target. In Russia, inflation is 6.5%, well above the central bank's aim of 4%. Inflation in India, which had been high in 2020, rose above 6% this summer, north of the Reserve Bank's target range. Policymakers in poorer countries have navigated a fraught path this year. The outbreak of high prices lays another severe test at their feet. Growth has mostly resumed despite the continued ravages of COVID-19. In parts of the emerging world, such as India, output has already regained its pre-pandemic level. In others, such as Russia, it is expected to do so by the end of the year. Soaring prices for oil, metals, and agricultural products have been a boon for commodity exporters. But recoveries have been frustratingly uneven. Better times for export industries have not always translated into broader labour market recovery. Business is booming in Brazil's mining towns, for instance, but the unemployment rate across the country at 14.6% has scarcely declined from its pandemic peak.